Hello, everyone, and welcome to Christians Forever. Thanks for coming back. Today is December 7th. We are going to briefly remember what happened when Japan attacked Pearl Harbor. President Roosevelt made it clear that the oil embargo would end only if Japan withdrew from Indochina and made peace with China. The Japanese, however, had other ideas. They decided to prepare for war while negotiations with the Americans continued, but neither side would back down. And in late November 1941, six Japanese aircraft carriers, two battleships, and several other warships set out for Hawaii. Well, we were kind of making mistakes in our military, and there were some assumptions that we made. However, Japan also made some assumptions. On November 27th, American commanders at the Pearl Harbor base received a war warning from Washington, but it did not mention Hawaii as a possible target, so there was no sense of urgency. And because of the great distance from Japan to Hawaii, officials doubted that Japan would attempt such a long-range attack. Little did they know. The U.S. military's inability to correctly interpret the information left Pearl Harbor as an open target. The result was devastating. Japan's surprise attack on December 7, 1941, sank or damaged 8 battleships, 3 cruisers, 4 destroyers, and 6 other vessels. The attack also destroyed 188 airplanes. 2,403 Americans were killed. This was something that we did not expect. The United States was unprepared. However, one of the code words that they used for the attack was called Climb Mount Niitaka, was Japan's code word for attacking Hawaii. Tor was the Japanese code word, indicating that complete surprise had been attained. And they said Tora, Tora, Tora. Tora actually means tiger. This was the day that we were unprepared. Let us never be unprepared again for attacks coming from outside the United States and for attacks coming within the United States. Let's continue to honor those who tried to keep America safe.